squad came through looking like.
What's going on, everyone? You listen to the Big Chillin' Podcast, the number one podcast in Hartsville, South Carolina. We hope you're having a wonderful day. Willie, man.
What's up?
I'm really excited for this episode.
Are you? Me too.
Really excited for this episode. Ever since we started, I was like, listen, we're getting our guy P. Duff on. We're getting him on.
I'm so great about this guy.
It's a fact, but listen, all right? My man's a musician. You can also catch him at Biggs Meats and More, whipping it up in the kitchen.
Playing with my meat.
And he's also a volunteer firefighter for the Hartsville Fire Department. This guy does it all, man. So that being said, our guest, Preston Duffy.
Hey. What's up, guys? I'm glad to be here. It's going to be fun, dude.
For sure, man. What you got going? What you got, any plans for Halloween?
Yeah, we're going to have a costume party. I'm going to be Earl Dibbles Jr. I don't know if y'all know who that is.
Yeah,
that's Granger Smith's alter ego, and he wears Liberty overalls and
a
wife beater.
Man,
I'm going to get some Levi Garrett for tomorrow.
That's what I like, man. Yeah, we got Chase. He's having a party tomorrow. So
I like old Chase.
Oh, yeah. So we're looking forward to that one.
He used to be my pallet plug when I had fires.
Oh, really? I remember.
My man Chase Hardy, man, he does it all. But so Preston, man, my first question for you, all right? Because me and you, we go back and forth during the week. We trade songs.
Yeah.
We trade songs a good bit. What's your favorite type of music, and what would you find in a Preston Duffy playlist?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, this doesn't even have to be a hypothetical. Like, you can go on Spotify and get all my playlists. Like, what I listen to all day long, you can go get it, and it's fire.
What's the playlist called?
So, the one that I listen to most is Cold Weather. Like, this time of year, there's just something about a certain song that might hit different in the cold weather or whatever. I don't know. I'm real sensual with my music, stuff like that.
Right.
But anyway, Cold Weather is what I listen to all the time. A couple of my buddies got that. I've got some summer stuff. I've got some rap playlists, some rock stuff, some headbanging stuff.
Right, right.
Some 60s. I got it all over,
yeah,
all over the board,
dude.
Got
the 80s.
But, yeah, I got some classic rock.
Classic rock, yeah.
But if I had to say, it would probably be new country. I know that's kind of a controversial answer. But I love everything. But as far as my voice and what fits me and what I vibe to riding down the road, just be some Jason Aldean or something like that.
Yeah, I feel you, man. And that's the thing, right, is I don't listen to today's country radio as much, to be honest with you.
Me neither, no.
I don't listen to it as much, especially because it just it's pop. It's pop with a southern twang, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but there's still a few good artists that keep it country. I like Luke Combs.
Yeah.
I like Riley Green. You know, John Party ain't too bad either.
I like John Party, and he's from California. I don't know if you knew that.
Really?
He's from Northern California, but his grandma raised him listening to George Strait records. But see, there's several of them from California. Now, you can talk about the Luke Combs and the Riley Greene, and those guys are great, don't get me wrong, but you can go deeper, like Whiskey Myers, Pecos and the Rooftops. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Right.
Whiskey Myers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Randall King is probably the number one as far as new country right now. Because like you said, I don't listen to the radio either. It's trash.
Yeah.
It's absolute trash.
Yeah.
They feed you what mainstream Nashville wants you to have.
Facts.
And if you don't take it, then they don't make money. That's why they push that stuff. Like Dylan Scott, he's got some good stuff, but you can't call it country music.
Sam Hunt. I like Sam Hunt. I like his songs.
But he's not country.
But he's not country, yeah.
He was a hell of a quarterback, though. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, he played quarterback?
He played at Alabama Birmingham, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a good quarterback.
Huh.
But anyway, like but like Cody Johnson, like that kind of
Cody
stuff.
Johnson.
That's new country, good stuff.
Yep, he's another good one.
Yeah, but like I said, I get all over the place, but I listen to anything. At all.
Just whatever the mood is for that day, huh?
Anything.
Your old man was listening to Slipknot a few days ago, Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Slipknot used to be on Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock.
Before I forget.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I remember those days.
Swear, man. Swear.
Sometimes you just got to get mad, bro.
I swear. Swear, man. I was playing Rock Band a few weeks ago, and that drum was pretty fun, too. I enjoyed it. They had, like, the drum kit, you know, the sing.
I had both growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one do you like more?
As far as the music, obviously Guitar Hero, that's the OG game. for that. And Legends of Rock was probably the best one.
Facts.
Now, I played Van Halen. I played a couple of the other ones. But now, my sister likes Rock Band because she liked to play drums.
The drums, yeah. The drums are pretty fun.
But Guitar Hero 3 is probably the best.
I feel that 100%. 100%. So you said rappers. Willie, I know you love rap.
Yeah, that's my favorite. This is Willie's music. Yeah.
That's your forte.
This is his thing right here.
Who are you liking rap, Preston?
Me? Oh man, see that's the hard part. I don't like. Okay, so I know this is gonna sound basic now that he's like got a bunch of stuff on TikTok, but DaBaby. Like y'all know Cam. It's Cam's birthday today. Shout out Cam Morris. But happy birthday, Cam.
Happy birthday.
He put me on DaBaby. In late 2017, early 18, before too many people knew who he was. Mm-hmm. So, like, that 2017 album and all that good stuff. I like DaBaby. I like Cap G's got a couple good. I like Cap G. I know I probably sound funny talking about it. Obviously, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne goat.
Is probably the number one other than Eminem. I was thinking about this today.
Can't go wrong with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
He's up there.
I saw this thing earlier. A reporter or somebody was interviewing Eminem, and they said, "How do you feel about Lil Wayne saying that he was sent by the rap gods to come to Earth and rap?" Eminem was like, "I don't remember sending anybody." Rap's cool though, man. People give it a hard time, but it really is some good stuff if you listen to it.
Yeah, it's the certain ones you guys got to listen to. Some other like songs and stuff just talk about random stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But that's any genre, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, of course. I mean, there's trash music in country and there's good music in country. Course. Same thing with rap. Yep.
Of course.
Yep. Who you like now? Who you bumping nowadays, Willie?
Me?
In rap. Who you listening to?
I've been listening to, right now, I'll tell you right now, Lil Baby is probably my favorite artist right now. But I listen to him a lot. Listen to Lil Key drop something.
You know
Lil Key is pressing?
No. I don't
either. Okay. I was about to say, Zach knows who he is.
I'm sure some listeners out there know.
He's with like Young Thug and Gunna and all them boys. But yeah, let me ask you this then,
because this is for some reason, especially on Facebook, become like a real big topic. What about YoungBoy? You either love him or you absolutely cannot stand YoungBoy.
I'm actually in between. He's okay. I don't.
What?
I want,
he's okay. He's fire.
Don't get me wrong. He's got some good songs and stuff. But I can't personally say that I listen to YoungBoy like all the time or whenever he drops something. I don't listen to it straight away.
I just feel like
he's definitely got good songs though.
The majority of the average people like that listen to rap relate to him better than could somebody rapping about
money.
A $10 million house and a $500,000 car.
He definitely has good music. Some pain music, for sure.
But if you send me something, I'll listen to anything. So you could put me on some.
I'll be sure to send music your way.
I'm telling you, bro. Me and Preston, we be sweating songs through the week back and forth all the time, man.
I got an open mind, bro.
Okay, that's good.
Facts. I feel you. So Preston, man, my other question, right? Because, listen, anybody can sing, but that doesn't mean they sing good.
Yeah.
Like me, I don't sing good. So when did you realize that you had a good voice?
I still haven't.
What?
No, I'm just playing. I'm
no way.
I think the more it's hard to say because I've been doing it for so long, you know what I mean? Like I went to Emmanuel, so we had music class and I was in plays. And I've always sang in church, so it wasn't something like, dang, I woke up, oh, I can sing. It's kind of like, well, I've kind of done it for my whole life. I better be good at it because I'm going to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I had teachers tell my mama, he's going to do something with music, whether it's singing nursery rhymes or playing on stage. It don't matter. He's going to do something. So I think whether or not I can sing well, that's up to you or whoever's following me. Some people can't stand it. Some people are like, this kid posts on Snapchat every day, and I'm sick of it. But the older I get more comfortable with videos. Like, okay, you know, I used to do a video and edit it. I say edit it, I mean like take it over and over and over and change what I'm doing. Oh, I'm not happy with that. But now I can take one or two and then be happy. So it's a little easier now. So I think just the older I get, I'm more comfortable. But I'm not one that's going to say like, I sound good.
Yeah.
I'll just say this. I sound good enough to be able to post something, and I just enjoy doing it.
You're good, man. Like, I legit enjoy your videos. I mean, just like the cover you did of Jason Aldean's Why. Preston, I'm not going to lie to you, all right? I like your version better than Jason Aldean's, bro.
I appreciate
it. I like your cover more.
Y'all going to make me blush like a little girl.
Like, I legit like that cover better than the original.
And see, that's not one that I was extremely happy with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the last one I did, that Hardy song, my girlfriend had to take, I think. It must have been 12 or 15 different takes because I kept messing up. That is an extremely hard song to play because mm-hmm. you take one breath and you have to stretch it out over, like, a verse and a chorus because it's just not giving you time to take a breath. It was just hard. So when I finally got that one down, I was like, hell yeah, let's post it. But like the Jason Aldean one, I was like, that's something I've sang my whole life. I'll just post it. But I appreciate you saying that.
So, because I remember me and you were having this conversation, and you said that you taught yourself how to play guitar, correct?
Yes, sir. Somewhat. My dad bought me one. I'm sorry. Santa Claus brought me one. And I think 2012 or 13 for Christmas. And I was like, all right, well, I'm not trying to waste this money. I mean, all the hard work the elves did. So I went home, and I just started learning stuff. I knew how to do a few things, just like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but I would just look up stuff on YouTube, and they would show you the chords, and I got like a little chord chart, and I just pretty much made sense of it on my own. But I did watch videos like, this is how you play this.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So you performed, right? Do you know how many times you've performed? Like?
I know I could probably go through and tell you where and for who, but I would say a dozen times or more.
Over a dozen, probably.
I just order a violin, too, so I'm going to try to learn how to fiddle.
Okay.
Oh, the next Charlie Daniels. Okay. The next Charlie
yeah,
Daniels.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. It should be here on Wednesday.
You ever get nervous performing, or you don't get no
It used to be worse, but yeah, I still do. I'm still not 100% confident. Like, I'm going to just go up here, play a couple songs, and get down.
Yeah, of course.
I still have to have my phone on a little... Mm-hmm. I have a little thing that connects to the mic stand that just holds it in front of me.
Okay.
Some people don't even use that, and I really envy that because I don't have that kind of memory for 15 or 20 songs. But I've gotten to do some cool stuff, so yeah, I don't get to really play a whole lot anymore.
Okay. What's your favorite song to perform?
Oh, man, that's like asking somebody with 10 kids who their favorite child is. Even though I didn't.
Well, just you can write just name song. A few.
I like playing. Okay. Yeah, all right, so you normally end a set with something that you know everybody's going to sing.
Everybody knows.
There's no excuse for everybody not to know this. So, like, you never even call me by my name. What's the Dinosaur. It's the old stuff, right? Everybody knows the old stuff.
Family Tradition.
Family Tradition. I do that one. Every time I play Family Tradition because I just hush and let everybody sing. People will sing along with Check Yes or No. I've come to find that out.
Yes.
And Dust on the Bottle, like those 90s songs.
Yep.
Or like a good new, like, if you want them to sing a new song, it's going to have to be some Morgan Wallen or Luke Combs.
Yeah.
They will sing along to that.
Everybody will sing to that.
So anything that they'll sing along to answer your question.
Yeah. Okay.
So how, because you performed at bars.
Yeah.
Right. So how's that?
Even Max before it had its sad downhill spiral. Yeah.
I know. But how does that, like, do you just go to the owners? Or they reach out to you? Like, how's that go?
I'll be quite honest with you. A lot of the, if not all of the stuff that I've done has been because Justin Anderson has been like, hey, I got a show. You want to come play with me? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I've piggybacked off of him a lot. And that's been where the majority of my opportunities have come from. Now, there was one time, I don't know if y'all know who Danny Gokey is. But he had a show. He's a Christian singer. But he had a show at the Civic Center. This was when I was like 16. Somebody at church was like, hey, will you come play the box drum for me to open for Danny Gokey? So we got to eat backstage with him and open for him. So that was cool.
Man, that's pretty cool.
At the Civic Center. But yeah, most of that's just, you know, through my friendship with Justin and him being like, yo, if you want to come play, I need an opener or whatever.
Oh,
that's really cool.
That's pretty cool of your friend right there to do that for you.
Yeah, he's helped me out a lot. But now, ideally, what to answer your question even better would be, I would buy a PA system, which I'm working on. You buy your own PA, and then you reach out like, hey, I'm free this night, this time. If y'all need entertainment, let me know. So yeah, it will go like that. But once you've established yourself, they will reach out to you.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right. Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do actually, but I don't post on it. I think I have like two videos on it from like 2 years ago.
What is it?
I think it's P-Duff Music. I think it's the same as my Instagram.
You know, that's insane, man. Like, I was doing some research the other day, and I didn't know that Luke Combs like actually started on Vine.
You didn't?
Yeah, I didn't.
Dude, have you watched him?
I didn't know that.
If you go look at Luke Combs' Vine compilation, It's hilarious. Like, it's really cool. And you'll see, well, I know y'all probably don't know as much about country music as I do, but you'll see a lot of smaller country stars in there. You'll be like, hey, that's Taylor Ray Holbrook.
Right.
They're hanging out. Or, hey, that's, you know,
right,
Josh Phillips or whatever. I don't think they hung out, but you get what
I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. That's insane. Like, I know a lot of artists, they come up through YouTube.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Luke Combs actually posted stuff on Vine. I was actually shocked by that. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He is.
It's pretty funny if you watch his stuff.
He is. I'm so jealous, bro, because I really want to see him in concert. And I know you have. You said he was really good.
Yeah, I saw him right when he was first getting his big, you know, hoopla from everybody.
Yep.
Like, oh, have y'all seen Luke Combs?
Yep.
So we went to see him December of 2017. That's when he was, like, fresh, wet behind the ears,
yep.
Oh, yeah,
fired up.
3 years ago.
I remember I was sitting in art class, and this girl was like, oh my god, I love Luke Combs. And I was like, who the hell is Luke Combs? And because all the girls loved that Hurricane song,
mm-hmm,
that he had. And I was like, I wasn't on board with it. I was like, oh, this song, I don't like it. And then like months went by, and like I'll be driving the car, and it'll come on the radio, and I'll be like, you know what, I actually like this song.
Yeah,
like,
it actually grew.
They forced it on you, man.
And then, you know, I fell in love with his album. You know, the next single he had was like When It Rains, It Pours.
Oh, gosh. How big was that song?
Oh, my gosh. I looked. He was drinking light beer in the freaking music video, man.
Yep.
And then, you know, One Number Away. I mean, he's just put out hit after hit after hit.
He can write. That all just comes from being a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
Oh, yeah.
Crazy good at writing songs.
Very talented.
Yeah.
Very talented.
For sure. I just remember that concert at the Civic Center, right? I don't remember who was the middle act or opening act for Brantley Gilbert, but it's so crazy how much he's grown. Now Brantley Gilbert would probably open for him.
Yeah.
You know?
I think from what I've heard from people, because my girlfriend actually went, come to find out later, to that concert,
mm-hmm,
and several of my other friends, she's got a video reaching up on stage. She was right there, and Brantley Gilbert leans down and like grabs her hand. Sings. I think he was like right before Brantley Gilbert. I may be wrong, but yeah, he's good.
It was probably... because Colt Ford always, every time there's a country concert, Colt Ford's almost always there. You know what I mean? So it might have been Colt Ford, Luke Combs.
You think about Colt Ford, though, he can't do what he does if he doesn't have somebody to sing with him.
It's true.
Have you ever heard him try to sing his songs alone?
Oh, God, no.
It's not enjoyable.
It's not enjoyable. That's why he raps.
Yeah. He had a line, right. Most country folks could sing, but I couldn't, so
yeah,
I'm
rapping
for a reason.
It's true. It really is. But what country artists, or any artists, do you admire or look up to?
Do I admire? That's a tough question, honestly. I feel like I should have a quicker answer for you.
It could be anyone.
I got you one.
Keith Whitley.
I love Keith Whitley. I think he is the man. Now, he did some things he shouldn't have done.
So did Randy Travis.
Randy Travis too.
He got in some trouble too.
Yeah, he did. But ultimately, it killed Keith Whitley. He died from alcoholism. But just starting off as a kid with Ricky Skaggs,
mm-hmm,
playing bluegrass, and then coming up and having about 4 or 5 good years of releasing hits. That just those 4 years, you think about George Strait, he's been doing this for what, 30 years now?
Yeah.
Going on 40?
Plus, yeah.
And he's got like 61 number one hits.
Yeah.
Something crazy like that. And see, he was only in there for 4 years, Keith Whitley, and he still had some bangers.
Bro, that song, When You Say Nothing At All.
That's a good one.
That hits. I love that song. I really do. It's a great song. Keith Whitley's one of the best. And it's crazy, right? Like, I remember one time I was talking to my grandpa about country music, and he does not like George Strait.
Oh, yeah?
He does not like George Strait at all. He said that was radio country. He was not a fan of George Strait. He liked Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson's better than George Strait, in my opinion. He's if you listen to his lyrics, he's a lot wiser.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just have to.
I never thought about it. I mean, he's got Chattahoochee.
Oh, man. Come on. You got to go listen to some Farewell Party here in the real world, stuff like that.
Yep.
I got one more for you, though, now that it's coming to me. Somebody I admire would be Josh Turner.
Dude.
I think the world of Josh Turner. If he's got any songs about drinking or anything with cussing in it, you let me know because I ain't found
it
yet.
No.
Yeah, he's a good Christian guy. He's a stand-up guy. He didn't bow down to mainstream Nashville. Mm-hmm. He did what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't hear from him anymore, mm-hmm. right? Because he doesn't.
It's insane. When I was a kid, I used to love that song, Long Black Train.
Long Black Train.
That song is so beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
I listened to it about like months ago. And it's crazy, as a kid I loved it, but you know, when you get older and you listen to stuff, you understand the meaning mm-hmm. of it, and just the writing behind it, which is brilliant, you know.
I didn't get that for a long time. I just pictured a train.
A train, yeah.
I mean, when you're a kid, what else are you supposed to
exactly,
think?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But no, Josh Turner, you know, he, you know, the artist that almost sounds like him is like Scotty McCreery.
Yeah,
Scotty McCreery was coming up, like he kind of reminded me of Josh Turner. Just
that's
like
the point. I mean, have you seen all the stuff of him on American Idol?
Yep.
Scotty McCreery, he tried out with Your Man, which was written by Chris Stapleton. Don't know if y'all know that.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it was. And so he tried out with Your Man, so that became his theme song on the show. Well, when he won, he came back to Garner, North Carolina. There's a video on YouTube. And he did a show for his hometown, Scotty McCreery did. He's in the middle of singing Your Man, and Josh Turner walks on stage.
I saw that on YouTube. I saw
He's
that.
Like, we're going to get my band up here and play the song. I was like, dang, that's cool. I love Scotty McCreery too. He's got some really good stuff.
Yeah.
You go dive into his stuff.
He is. That's what's crazy, right? Like, I feel like whenever he signed, like, the label, they try to make him, they try to change his music just a little bit. Everyone knows See You Tonight. Everyone knows that. Everyone loves that song. Everyone does. But, I had a question.
You can ask me anything, Zach. Just look into my eyes.
I forgot the question, though. It was something with, have you ever tried songwriting?
I've tried a little bit. I've got some people who will say something like, just trying to sound wise, sound smart, and I'm like, that's pretty good. Hold on, let me get my phone out, write it in my notes. So I've got a lot of different things, like, for instance, I've got something in there that might say, you've got to blow my mind to change it, like just one line like that, and then I'll write down capo first fret G C, switch to D, and then do a little run and then come back to C, something like that, and then I'll just sit down and build. Now that's actually the one that I've got going right now. I'm trying to build on that.
Okay.
So I've never really tried to sit down and start songwriting, but I'm trying to now as I try to grow a little bit.
Right. So how long does it take you to learn those songs you play on your Instagram page? Like, whenever it comes to, you know, Jason Aldean's Why.
How to play that one.
Our Luke Combs is Every Little Bit Helps. Like, how long does it take you just to learn those songs?
Okay, so Every Little Bit Helps, that one hadn't even been released yet when I put it on there, which is, if I had to say, that's definitely my favorite video because I didn't miss a beat in that song. I think I sang it really well. It hadn't been released on an album yet, but he did post a video like he normally does on Instagram or YouTube of him playing it, so I can just watch him and be like, okay, that's what it is. I'll run through it a couple times to make sure I got the transitions right, and then I'll just post it. But like the other night, see, I've got this app on my phone, Guitar, what's it called, Ultimate Guitar, and you can go look up a song and it'll scroll for you, and you can just sit it down and it'll scroll, and you can read the, that's what I use on at a show if I do a bar show or whatever.
Okay.
So if I want to play a song, I look it up on there, and most of the time I know how to play the chords. So all I need is, as long as I know how the song goes, I can play along with it.
You know the chords.
Yeah.
That's insane, man. I took guitar lessons for like 2 years when I was a kid at Emmanuel. And the only thing.
From Mr. Carr?
Bill Carr. Yep. So the only songs I know how to play, I remember, is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Is that on the E string, just one string?
Yeah.
That's all I know. Too.
See, if you learn a chord, that's the thing, though. The first thing you normally start out with is C, G, E minor, and D. So if you get those down pat, just those, and you see a song that has those chords, you can play it.
Yep.
Like Luke Combs, 95% of his songs are those chords. Literally. He's the easiest person to emulate when it comes to playing his songs, just because he writes simple chorded songs. Then you can branch off to learn F and B minor and all that stuff. Bar chords or whatever.
So have you learned any?
I feel like my hands are like too small for all of that. Like, oh, for
sure. Yeah. That's what Cole has a problem with. Cole Beasley?
Yeah.
He's like, I can't play bar chords. My fingers are too stumpy.
Yeah. Small hands.
I feel like, because you used to play drums with you, right?
I did. I played drums for like a little bit. Literally a little bit, but.
That's the most fun instrument to play.
It was, yeah, it's fun. Like having a just the beat, you can feel every vibration around you. It's the
first thing I learned to play was drums.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've been inspired because I'm a huge fan of Travis Barker and like Tommy Lee. Like I love watching like just their style. Tommy Lee. I love their drumming style. So especially Travis Barker, man. Like I watch YouTube videos or like, you know, whenever he's like showing people how to do stuff. Like I'm a huge fan of his. But have you learned any you know, playing rock songs?
Maybe a few. Like if I learn. Oh well, I can play the intro to Hell's Bells.
AC/DC.
I can play the little beginning solo to You Give Love a Bad Name. That was one of the first things I learned how to play on my little $90 Fender from Target that I got when I was 8. I can play Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I can do like little intros and stuff.
That's pretty good.
But as far as hanging on for a whole song.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, that's...
The easiest one that I learned was Iron Man.
Yeah, Black Sabbath. I can play that too.
I learned that because it's like one chord. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. So I learned how to play that one. And then I learned how to play the Star Wars theme.
Oh, that's cool.
any song that's one chord, I can do that.
There you go.
But that's the only thing I know how to do. But man, have you ever thought of like? Cause I think it was years ago. I remember Stone Martin. Shout out to Stone Martin.
Stone Martin.
You remember that?
Shout out to Stone Martin.
Shout out to Stone Martin, dude. He went on American Idol and he killed it, bro.
He went on The Voice, didn't he?
He might have. I know it was. Wait, was
it? X Factor. It was
X Factor. Yeah, that's what it was.
I forgot
it was
all about X Factor.
Because Simon was on there.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Because he was probably, what, like 15, 16, 17? And around there.
Yeah, and he had Savannah and Caitlin with him, too. They were backstage. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I mean, dude, it was a pretty big thing around here.
Yeah.
And I remember. I mean, he's saying really good, and he's performing in front of Simon Cowell, which is nerve-wracking by itself. Mm-hmm. But have you ever thought about doing American Idol or The Voice?
I played a show at Max with a girl, Ashlyn Kraft. Y'all go listen to her. She's got some good music, like very, very good. She can sing like nobody else. I played there with her and Justin. And she did The Voice. She was like top 8. She almost, you know, went to the finals of it or whatever. But she said that it wasn't that great of an experience. Like a lot of those people do get famous or whatever. If I did any, I have thought about it, yeah, but I'd probably do like American Idol or something. I just want to meet Luke Bryan.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I like Luke Bryan. He's a good old boy.
Yep. Because you are the judges on American Idol. I know Randy Jackson's probably still there.
I don't think he is.
Really? They got rid of Randy?
I haven't seen much of him.
I know Katy Perry and Luke Bryan are. There's one more.
New fresh faces.
It's Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan.
That's insane. Dude, I haven't watched American Idol.
Commodores.
I haven't watched American Idol in so long. The last judges I remember was Randy, Steven Tyler, and Jennifer Lopez.
Steven Tyler. Yes.
That's forever ago.
I love Steven Tyler.
Damn, it's been that long.
That's when Scotty McCreery tried out in 2011, 10. So, yeah, it's been a while.
That's like the last time I remember that. And then I remember Adam Lambert. I remember whenever he was on there. I don't think he won, though. He lost to somebody. But I mean, he still ended up being famous. He's like now the lead singer for Queen.
Who's that now?
Adam Lambert.
I have to look that up.
He was popish.
Okay. I mean, that sounds familiar. Yeah. But
he had that one hit song. I'm not even going to try to sing it. But it was that.
Come on, do it. Do it for the cast.
It was that, what do you want from me?
Oh, that was it? That was pretty good.
What do you want from me? But I remember that song, and that's the only thing I think he ever put out.
That was in the summer.
That was forever.
Years ago.
That was a long
time.
That's an old song.
We were in the beach when that came out.
Yeah. We were probably in like 5th or going into 6th grade.
Yeah, we were very young.
Youngins.
Yeah, it's insane. But I mean, you know, now he's like the singer for Queen or whatever. But you have thought about it.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun. if nothing else, really well. I don't think I would win by any means, but I think if nothing else, it would just give you good exposure. Worth. And that's the point, right?
Yeah. Experience, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, experience. Yeah. You would be very experienced with somebody telling you you suck.
Yeah.
And where you're doing wrong.
I mean, no, man, I think you would kill it, and especially if you did the voice. You already know Blake Shelton's going to choose you for the team.
Dude, I've seen people, like, get chairs turned around, and they're like, I don't know who to choose. Like, shoot, do y'all not choose this before you go? Like, yeah. I'd be like, Blake Shelton, I'm going with you.
Yeah.
Even though one thing Ashlyn did tell me was you don't do much, you don't spend much time with the coaches. That's all for TV. Mm-hmm. Most of who critiques you and gets you better and chooses your songs is, like, the producers of the show.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, I'm sure you spend time with them. I don't know much about it, but that's what she told me is it's not as hands-on with them as they portray it to be.
Oh, man. Dang. Yeah, I think it's like Blake Shelton, Adam Levine.
Adam's not on there anymore, I don't think.
Really? Dang. See, I don't watch
I don't
TV.
Think he you is. Know? I know Gwen Stefani is, and him.
Oh, she's on there?
She and Blake Shelton are married. I don't know if you
yep,
know.
Yep.
And who else is on there? Justin Bieber's still on there?
He was
on there.
I think Justin Bieber replaced Adam Levine.
Really?
And I love Adam Levine, too.
I love Adam Levine. Because
him and Blake used to be funny. Like, he would go sit on his lap and stuff.
Wait, I think Usher. It's Usher.
Usher. Yes, that's it. Usher and Justin Bieber. I guess with Justin Bieber, too. I ain't going to flex, y'all boys.
Yeah, I remember, like, in elementary school when, was it?
He's got some bangers now.
He does.
Justin Bieber got some bangers. Everybody sleeps on Justin.
No brainer.
Everybody sleeps on Justin. Look, he got some heat.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, he definitely got hits.
Hey, and don't forget about Baby.
The classic.
About Baby.
Y'all remember where he started? Or where, like, the first time you saw him on TV?
It was like YouTube, wasn't it?
True Jackson VP. Y'all remember that? When he sang One Time, and he, like, stole the ambulance in that episode. Y'all remember that?
No, I don't remember
True Jackson VP?
I didn't watch True Jackson VP.
What?
Nah.
Y'all boys were lame in fourth grade. What's wrong with y'all?
I don't think I watched that. I remember watching, like, was that on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, that was a Nick show. Yeah.
I remember watching, like, Drake and Josh,
yeah.
iCarly.
Yeah.
Dang. SpongeBob. SpongeBob.
Heck yeah. We ain't here talking about SpongeBob.
I know, for real. I don't even know how we got here. Y'all take one, too. Thank you. I don't even know how we even got here.
That's the point, isn't it?
So we'll try to get you a
cold one. Hey, man, shout out to Cody Griggs, too, because homeboy's not here.
I know, for real. We still love you, Cody. We love you.
That's right.
He's living it up in Clemson right now.
I think it's funny that y'all are doing a podcast together because my mom taught all of y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
she taught Cody, right? I know she taught both of y'all.
She definitely taught both of us.
Y'all had the
same
class.
She taught Cody, too?
I don't think
she taught Cody, but Cody went on a beach trip with us. My mom took me and him to the beach, and when I was in, like, fifth or sixth grade, we had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know she taught my brother in first grade, and then she taught him in second grade, and then she taught me and Willie in second
grade. If I had to say two people she talked about more than anybody, it was y'all two. Like, for real.
Bro, we love her
y'all,
so much, bro.
Y'all were her favorite students.
She was so cool.
I would say something about Willie, because you went in the Army didn't you go in
Yeah,
the
I'm still. I'm still in.
Are you? Okay, yeah, okay. I was just making sure. So yeah. I was like, I think Willie's in the Army, Mom. She's like, oh, Willie. I love Willie.
Dude, let me tell you, your mom was the sweetest lady ever. And also, I remember, like, in second grade, they might have been first grade. I used to stay with her for tutoring. And let me tell you this. I'm sure I made a lot of teachers want to quit their jobs after they were tutoring me. I swear to God.
Zach is slow.
He's not lying. I made a lot of teachers want to quit their jobs. I remember I was in third grade, too. But anyway, Miss Duffy, man, she just made everything easy. And
I appreciate that, man. She loved what she did. She loved her students.
She was the best. But I remember I was in third grade, and I stayed after tutoring with Miss Abraham.
Oh, my God. How can I forget Miss Abraham?
I remember, shout out Miss Abraham. I love you, Miss Abraham. I remember she used to have this thing called the stress spray. And whenever she was stressed, I don't know if you remember it, she would spray it, dude. It was like cinnamon. And she would spray it whenever she was feeling stressed. I stayed after school with her for tutoring. She used the whole damn bottle. Like, she was like, Lord Jesus, help this child.
I don't know how to add.
Dude, I swear to Zach, 2 times 2. I don't know.
I don't know. All right, let me go get the M&M so I can draw this out for you.
Dude, especially at North Hartsville, whenever, like, if you, like, knew your timetables, you got to go to Rancho Grande.
Oh, I remember that. I go every time.
Yeah, you remember
that?
Right, dang. I only went there for first grade and half of second grade, yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, one thing I was good at was math.
Matt's always, you were an honors, math. What, like middle?
That was it, though. That was it. That's the only class I did. If it wasn't math, then I don't know anything.
Really, did we have a class together in high school? Did we not have a math together? I had geometry
with Chase Hardy. Did we have art together?
No, because I only had that my sophomore year with Mr. Sanders, his first year. With Zell and Cole.
Yeah, I didn't have it with y'all.
I think,
dude, Izell's one of the funniest people I've ever met. Like,
I don't think we ever had a class together.
How we meet then?
Lunch, Cole. Okay. I mean, we've always known each other, but like probably sitting at lunch together with Cole.
I could have sworn we had at least one class. I guess I'm wrong then. I know you and I didn't ever have a class together.
Mm. No, I just remember lunch.
Yeah, I sat with y'all for a while.
Yeah, lunch, yeah.
I did.
It was like 2 years. The first year was just me, you, Cole, I think. And then our senior year.
Yeah.
Y'all started sitting with us too at lunch, and then I don't know. Y'all got too cool for us and just
damn, P Duff was big looking. You remember? He was big.
No, bro, you don't remember, bro? It was him and Cole, and then they just left us. Man.
Oh, they left us. For
and then Hunter Weeks and Lee started sitting with us.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
100 weeks.
Hey man, we sound old talking about high school like we ain't been here in 30 years.
I know, dude.
Talking like 30 years.
It's been 2 years, but in June it'll be 3. It's insane.
It's crazy.
Insane, man. How'd you feel whenever you walked across the stage?
Dude, graduation was lit. And see, I feel bad for this senior class this past year, because they didn't get to have a real.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't get to have senior week. Senior week was the shit for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we got to have like the last real senior year before coronavirus ruined everything for everybody.
Yep.
But it was fun though, dude. I felt real happy to have a bunch of people there that I loved and everything. And I shook my coach's hand on the way down, and I hugged Mr. Sanders. I was like, we up. I kind of miss it, though. I miss seeing all the people, man. If I had to say one thing, like college work is a lot better. I think I'd rather do college assignments because it means like, you're actually learning something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I miss seeing the people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. That's
and high school football, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Friday nights.
Yes, sir.
Those feelings. No, of course, seeing people, you don't see a lot of people no more, really.
Now I see like this.
Just
today.
Yeah.
Everybody going away from college and stuff.
People just growing up, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's just how it goes.
It's insane. You know, and that's one thing, because, you know, I like college. I like the work. You know, I like the lifestyle of it. But one thing
partying
about,
every night, cocaine, hookers.
It's okay. I don't know about the hookers, but
I don't know about a cocaine party either. I don't know about that party either.
But like one thing about high school, right, is you just miss like seeing your friends every day, you know? Because there's probably like a handful of people I still actually like keep in contact with.
Yeah, know? I'm thankful. Most of my crew from high school I still talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. Now do we hang out every single day like we used to? No, but
it don't need to be that way though.
Yeah. Nah, you got to be an adult sometimes.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. Growing up, that's part of growing up.
Yep. Everybody's getting engaged now, it seems.
Dude,
like.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh. I've seen so many girls that we graduated with and they had like babies. I'm just like, wow.
I'm like, dang, I'm still a kid. What are y'all doing?
Are we at that stage now?
No. We're not.
At that stage now or what?
I'm just like, geesh, that's insane. I couldn't imagine it.
Mm-mm. Not right now.
No, no.
Not right
you know,
now.
People get married real young. I mean, hey.
Do your thing, bro.
Do your thing. That's awesome. Happy for you. I'm just like, jeez.
I'm okay right now.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Let me get this degree first.
Yeah.
Let me get this degree, this job, then we can talk. But yeah, no. It's insane.
All right, boys. This is what we came for. Did y'all got any more questions for me? Like, I'm a celebrity. Y'all made me feel famous. I'm not even. Nobody knows who I am.
Nope.
All right. Let's talk about sports. I'm ready. I'm ready. So, I heard y'all talking, especially. I listened to the Caleb episode.
Oh, God.
y'all gave him a hard time. It was like all of y'all against him, pretty much.
It was designed to be like
that. He always goes against everybody. So that's
you can have stats, facts. It could be proven, and here's still tonight.
So stubborn.
Well, I can't carry on a conversation about like the NBA or anything like that. But I'll sit here and listen to y'all. So what's going on that I need to be caught? Because I don't watch it. I just don't watch it. I watch it on Instagram, like highlight reels and stuff. Mm. But that doesn't mean I know enough.
Yeah, I try to get you the fantasy league that we were in.
I know, man. I don't.
Dude, even if you don't watch, you still could have done it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, NFL, I watch here and there. But, like, I don't, like, keep – I'm not, like, hardcore, like, keeping tabs on it. And so far, I got a pretty good fantasy team.
Yeah.
You know? No, he's ass.
Nah, he said you're ass.
Nah, he's actually tied with me, I think, in both leagues. Mm-hmm. I think we're
got the same record.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is the is the basketball season over?
Basketball season is over.
Lakers won, right?
Yes, Lakers won. I think they were talking about it starting the season towards Christmas time. I don't know.
Like, starting back up?
Yeah, because it should be starting up soon. Like, if COVID wouldn't have messed it up, it should have been probably started by now, or near at least. But from what I've heard, that they won't start back up till like towards like December ish. From what I've heard, I don't know.
Where do y'all stand with college football? Because that's my wheelhouse.
Listen, man, I know you're a Clemson fan.
Yeah, you're a Clemson.
I know you're.
See
you're
all
Tiger.
This Carolina stuff.
Yeah,
kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah. Listen, it must be nice to be a winner.
I like South Carolina, dude. Lee Prescott took me to two of their games. One year we went to the Vandy game, and then the next year we went to the Georgia game. You know, that's South Carolina versus Georgia. That's a good SEC game, right?
Yep.
That was fun. I'm not gonna lie. Williams Bryce. I got to go to the Cockaboose. Tailgating and stuff. That's all fun.
Have you been to a Clemson game?
No, I've never been to a Clemson game, but I've been a Clemson fan my whole life. So.
That's insane. No, I tell people this all the time. Don't ever question my loyalty, because I'm still a Gamecock fan. I have not switched over like some people I know. I was born a Carolina fan. I would die a Carolina fan. But hopefully something changes, because it's brutal to watch week after week, man.
I think y'all got to get rid of that coach.
Will Muschamp.
Yes. He was great. Muschamp was great to start with. Everybody was like, yeah, he's coming from Florida. Isn't that where he came from? Came from Florida.
Yep.
And he hadn't done anything, dude.
Nah. Been pretty mediocre.
He's done nothing but swap out quarterbacks, like underwear, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh.
Y'all had a tough time with that quarterback position.
Tough time with the team in general.
Yeah.
For real?
Just tough time with the team.
For real.
It's just recruiting, man. Y'all got to get some players. Now, that team, Deshaun Watson and Ben Boulware, Christian Wilkins, those guys, you can even go back to Taj Boyd and his team, Sammy Watkins, D-Hop.
Yeah.
Like, that's where Clemson's legacy started. Like, those guys paved the way.
Well, dude, like,
and then Deshaun and his team capitalized on it. So now they just
– Lawrence right now.
Yeah.
18.
Like, man, like, my favorite 18. Era of South Carolina football was whenever we had Connor Shaw,
Connor Shaw.
I will say this every time.
Connor Shaw
is the greatest USC quarterback we've ever had, bro. Connor Shaw was the best we ever had, bro. And then we had freaking Clowney. We had Marcus Lattimore. Like, that was the golden age.
Don't cry.
Dan Stephon Gilmore, Alshon Jeffrey.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, I mean, I know you're a Clemson fan. What'd you think of Trevor Lawrence testing positive for COVID?
Man, I think he needs to cut his hair. It's made him weak.
Looking like sunshine?
Yeah. Nah, if he cut his hair, he'd look like a darn squirrel or something. He needs to keep it. I thought it was funny when I saw y'all saw the DK Metcalf meme, right? When he was
chasing.
He hawked that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but you know they were putting a bunch of different stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of them was the Jets, and then DK Metcalf, or one of them was Trevor Lawrence, and DK Metcalf was
the Jets.
Jets. And they are absolute trash from what I understand. And they have the first round overall pick.
Yeah.
They have the first pick in the draft. So.
Yeah, right now. So
everybody's
like,
Trevor needs to stay at Clemson.
Man, I'd love to see him go, and Willie, I want to see what you think. I'd love to see him go to, like, Atlanta.
I think Atlanta would – if he goes to Atlanta, he would do good. I think he'll do better than Matt Ryan. If he goes to the Jets, well, I honestly don't see
that much he can do.
Yeah.
Does Jordan Leggett not play for the Jets still?
Who?
Jordan Leggett. Clemson's tight end from a few years ago. He was an animal.
I'm not sure.
I know he was there for a while. I don't know if he still is.
I'm not sure. I can't even tell you if he is. I don't really know about the Jets. I just know that they're not good.
And they lost. They lost Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, they lost Le'Veon Bell.
Yep. I saw that.
I don't know what they need to do. They just need something.
But I know people are saying, like, if they try to, like, draft him, that he should, like, stay another year in Clemson.
I think.
I would anyway. Look at what Travis did.
Look at what he did. Now he's basically, a school legend, like, Clemson legend, like, certified, yes. Probably the best running back Clemson has ever had.
I thought for a long time Wayne Gallman was.
Wayne Gallman was good. He plays for the Giants now.
Is it? Yeah, that sounds right. And then Travis Etienne comes in. He's better than Wayne Gallman. In a way. Wayne Gallman was more of a powerhouse for his size. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't that big, but he could carry people. Yeah. That's why they called it the Wayne Train. But Travis Etienne, you're just not touching him, dude. No. He's crazy athletic. And I hate to talk about somebody that everybody talks about. That makes me sound kind of like I don't know a whole lot. But right. you can't deny him.
They're good. Yeah. They're for a reason. Yep. You know, those players are good.
Oh, man. And just like, so like for quarterback, right? You know, Deshaun Watson was really good. You're a Clemson fan. Do you put Trevor over Deshaun? Or how do you view it?
I'll be honest with you. Maybe I'm not watching enough, but I don't know what all the hype is behind Trevor Lawrence. Would y'all agree with that?
I agree in a way, but I mean, I'll say this right now. I feel Deshaun Watson, in my opinion, is better than Trevor Lawrence.
I would agree with that. I think he lived up to his hype a lot better. Yes.
But, I mean, Trevor Lawrence has accomplished a lot. What has he got? He's got two or one championship?
Two, I think.
Two? He's lost, like...
Clemson. Preston, can you fact check that? Is it two?
I don't know.
That's probably two, right?
But he's definitely won one. He's probably going to win it again this year.
You think so?
I don't. What team's going to be
here? You're right.
It's a cakewalk to the finals.
Let's look at this, though, too. We were talking about this at the fire department the other night, and they were talking about Clemson football and Deshaun Watson versus Trevor Lawrence. You take Deshaun Watson's offensive line and put them in front of Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, no, of course.
And Trevor Lawrence is to a different level. Now, of course. I was surprised when Trevor broke for a few runs. He had open field in front of him. He worked with it.
He can run. I didn't know he could move like that. Yeah. He's definitely got movement for a big guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, man. Trevor Lawrence is a good guy, though.
I like his whole thing.
I know I'm pool for Clemson, but when I hear him talk about God and just how he carries himself, I can't help but be a fan of
that. That whole program, though, that's what they try to attract, and mm-hmm. that's what they try to of base course, around. Promote, high know. Character guys and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Good program. Just don't like them. Good program, but...
Is Clemson paying their players, though?
Are they paying them?
There ain't no way. Right. What?
I know a couple of their players have magically had brand new cars appear in their front yard.
Wasn't there something with like the church or like they were getting money from the church? I don't know. Yeah, I think it was like
there's
was, like,
loopholes. I mean, you know, dude, come on. College. Come on, man. You just think about life in general, right? Nothing's what it seems, okay? Yeah. Like football or college football in general, there's stuff under the table, around corners, all over the place. There's loopholes. Somebody's being dirty somewhere.
They find, they banned, actually, Odell Beckham from the LSU stadium or, like, from the facility for, like, 2 years or something like that for giving them money after they won the championship.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I forgot about that.
It wasn't even – it was, like, $200, $100. Just dapping them up, giving them money.
Dude, that's, like, 20 cents to him.
Yeah. That's exactly. Like pocket change. And I know – yeah, so he got banned for, like, 2 years. And in basketball, James Wiseman, he played for Memphis. I don't know if y'all know, but Penny Hardaway – was paying him money to basically recruiting him but basically feeding the family, paying the rent. He was giving them money to live on stuff so that James Wiseman can play for Memphis. But I don't think he got in trouble for it, but James Wiseman did. He wasn't able to play the rest of the his freshman season for Memphis, but he's still going to the draft and he's projected to go to Golden State. Mm. So, yeah.
Dang. What y'all think about them boys trying to I think Jameis Winston did this. I don't know if it was Jameis Winston back when he was at Florida State. I know he stole crab legs. from the store and got in trouble.
For some reason, I can picture Jameis Winston doing something like that.
I think he did that. I don't know if that's – y'all could fact check that later. But how do y'all feel about them boys, like, charging for autographs, like $20 to sign a picture? Isn't that really, like, self-centered?
Exactly. It is. It's like you have all the money in the world. Like, you have –
I'm talking about college players.
No, but you have a good future, too. Like, I don't know, like – you should, like, I feel like you should be humbled, like, for at a position of where you're at. You shouldn't be, I don't know, that. Right. I mean, I'm not a famous athlete or football player. Yeah. That. Maybe it's different when.
But like you said, you would think. You wouldn't care to have that $20.
No, of course not. Listen, if I had a fan, all right, that looked up to me and they wanted to take a picture, I wouldn't charge them for a picture.
That would be an honor. No, that would make you feel good.
Like, privileged.
You're a fan of me? What? Yeah, what do I do? Yeah.
How about this? Because this isn't so black and white, and we talked about this at the fire department too. Because we were supposed to be training, and we were in class, but we kind of stood around and talked for about 10 minutes, just kind of shooting the breeze. What do y'all think about players getting paid for their likeness in either a game? That's why they stopped with the NCAA games,
the college football games,
or like if they, okay. So the big topic between me and a couple of the guys was they were like, I don't care if they're modeling for Nike on a commercial, they shouldn't get paid. I was like, hold on. So if you're on a commercial, you're going to get paid. Yeah. Just because they play college football, they can't get paid?
No.
And one of them was like, well, you've got on a Carhartt hat, Carhartt overalls, and a Carhartt shirt. They're not paying you, but you're still wearing their stuff. I was like, I'm not on TV, though.
Exactly.
So what do y'all think about that? If they're on a commercial wearing Nike stuff, like Oregon, with them being so close to the headquarters, if Nike were to pay one of their players, what do you think? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like it shouldn't be a big problem. Like, I feel like you should get paid to wear stuff like this, especially if you're well known. If you're a big, great athlete, Trevor Lawrence, for example, you know, I'm sure Nike's trying to find a way to somehow get him to sign a contract because, you know, he's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's
no matter where he is.
Exactly. No matter where he goes, no matter where he is, he's gonna, like Zion Williamson.
I was just about to bring him
cover up. Athlete of the new generation of the new game system, the PS5, the Xbox, and stuff. He's the cover athlete.
Is he the one?
Everyone's saying he's the next, the big thing. They're hyping him up.
Well, he should be.
Yeah, they're hyping him up.
Now, was he not on some commercials before he even
started
the season? I know he was already drafted. He wasn't in college anymore.
No, but I'm sure they, behind the scenes, they definitely shot commercials before the draft and everything just because they knew he was going to get drafted and stuff. So, I don't know. I think once you declare for a draft, I think you're able to do your business outside of the football world and conversate with, like, big companies like Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Adidas, Under Armour, stuff like that. But I think that I honestly do think that there's no point to not pay the players for promoting certain things, like.
Right, but if you're playing the game, you obviously, like the point that was brought to me, you're already getting paid. I was like, how are they getting paid?
They're not.
He said, how much is a? He was like, how much is a year's tuition to Clemson? I was like, it's like $35,000 in state, $60,000 out of state.
Yeah.
And they were like, they're paying that for you to play ball. So you're getting paid technically. I was like, okay.
But
I was like, okay, I see that. So if you're playing the game, no, you shouldn't be paid. But if you do something that's unrelated to your team and playing football, like a commercial, or you're just being an advertisement for a company,
that's your business. Like, yeah. That's you. You can do.
That's what I think.
Yeah, of course. I forgot what I was about to say. But no, you should definitely get paid for it. Like, I feel like if you take your time out of your day, you should be able to shoot a commercial, get paid for it.
Yep.
No big deal.
If you're putting in time for their company, you should get paid.
And yeah, they do pay your school, you're right, but you also bring the school money because you play. Trevor Lawrence brings the school money. Like, he's the star.
In a way, he's paying for his own education, I feel like.
Exactly. He is. He is.
Think about all the hype that was behind him before he got there, while he's there, and even after he leaves.
Exactly. So
that's all advertisement, in a way.
In a way, he's basically paying for it himself, in a way. He's bringing all the sales, the fans, the viewers. You know, he's bringing them in. I don't know. It's a tricky situation, but I know for sure, I feel like they will fix that eventually. They've got to realize and understand that we're still, like, or at that age, like, they're still college students, you know.
Give them a break.
Exactly. Yeah, like, some college students. It's not that they're not going to make it pro anyways. Like,
facts. You know. I mean, and plus, some college students are just broke, bro. So, I mean, why not put a little money in your pot? Even if it ain't much. Throw a little bit in your pot, you know?
Just a little spending money.
Yeah, just a little spending money, you know?
I mean, you always hear these stories about people going to college and them going, getting a full ride to these big schools and stuff. But growing up, they never had anything. Like, they would sleep under bridges. You know, they just wouldn't have stuff. So, I mean, you know people struggle, so... Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't a company that wants to help them put money in their pocket, why aren't they allowed to try to help a situation?
Just because they play ball for a school.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. I feel it's ridiculous.
100%.
They need to fix that.
100%. Preston, you tagged me on Instagram probably like a week or two ago of Habib swimming. Yes. Of Habib swimming in a freaking
the river.
It's like the
frozen
river, yeah.
River in Russia.
He's
or
fighting
something.
The current.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy. He's an animal.
He's insane.
What do you think of Habib? What do you think of him?
From what I know of him, or like, do you want me to say something I know you'll agree with?
No, whatever you know.
Okay, so like I said, most of the stuff that I see is not necessarily fights. I follow his workouts. I follow ESPN. I follow MMA, ESPN MMA, mm-hmm. and UFC page and all that stuff. So I keep up with the behind the scenes mm-hmm. stuff more so than the fights. I've seen him in interviews. I've seen him address people. And even though he obviously doesn't have the best English in the world,
that's what makes it great.
He's funny. he's very professional. I think he's like straight to the point. He loves fighting.
Yep.
He's like let's just do it.
Yeah.
And you got Conor McGregor. Oh, God. He's the biggest shit talker I've ever seen in my life.
Best.
He backs it up, and that's his thing, right? Talking like that is his thing. But I think I have a lot of respect for people who go in there and just say what they want to say and get out.
Yep. They just go out there and get the damn thing done.
You tell me about him. Like, what are you – are you a fan? Or,
so, listen.
Because I know you like MMA. That's why I tagged you.
Yep. I appreciate that, too. Thank you. As far as the Habib goes, like, he's 29-0, you know.
That's crazy.
In boxing, you see that all the time.
Yeah.
But in MMA, that's unheard of. It's unheard of. Habib is one of the greatest mixed martial artists ever. He's up there. When you talk about the greats, you got to bring him up.
Did you put Chuck Liddell up there, too?
No. Guys like Chuck and Tito, they paved the way. And if it wasn't for them, the UFC wouldn't be where it's at. But as far as their fighting style, it's just the game's evolved way too much, you know. But they are legends. But when you talk about greats, they're not greats. But when you talk about, you know, Mount Rushmore's and, you know, the best ever, I wouldn't put them up there. You know what I mean? Even though there would be argument made, you know, I wouldn't disagree if there was. But just me personally. But Habib. He's one of the best. He's definitely the greatest lightweight ever. You could put him in any generation, and he'd dominate, you know? But I can't say he's the best ever. I can't say, when I think of the greatest fighter ever, I can't say Habib Nurmagomedov. He's up there. He's in conversation. But for me, I can't say he's up there with the greats, but he doesn't
but
take
he's
my
not
he,
an absolute
he doesn't take my number one spot. He takes my number two spot, but not my number one spot.
You like Conor, don't you?
He's a Conor fan.
I do love Conor McGregor, but I was a McGregor fan before McGregor was McGregor. Willie can vouch for me on this. I was a McGregor fan before.
That's what I like right there.
I was a McGregor fan before McGregor became McGregor. So,
but Habib's worth ethic is insane. His training is like. You think he
is he Russian? Where's he from?
Dagestan. Dagestani Russia.
Okay. Wow.
You think Zach? You think he's gonna come back?
Yes.
30-0.
Yes.
Who do you think it'll be?
I think he either fight. Listen, there's three names. All right. I think he either fights Tony Ferguson, maybe George St. Pierre.
Oh my God, I'd love that.
Or Conor McGregor. I think those are the three fights. But I do, cause Habib, he's an emotional fighter. But after the whole Conor McGregor incident, you saw he was so emotional he jumped over the cage and went after Conor McGregor's training partner. You know what I mean? He gets that emotional in fights. Yeah, I mean, where he comes from, like, he wears his heart on his sleeve. Like, he says what he means, and he means what he says. And I think, you know, his father passed away. It was hard on him. He was very emotional. But his father wanted him to end his career at 30-0. The last time I checked, he's not 30-0. He's 29-0. So there is a rumor that Dana White's been in discussions with him and that he's going to go for the 30-0. So
why wouldn't you?
Exactly. You're if right you're there, him, you're right there.
Why would you go that far?
You can definitely do it. You know you can do it. I feel like it. I don't think the Conor one would happen. Honestly, I don't think Khabib would be like, you know, let me fight him again for my last match. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been wanting George St. Pierre for the longest. I feel like that's the only way he'll come out of retirement. For me, that's the only fight. And obviously Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, that's, but, you know.
It's so crazy, right? Because I've been waiting on that fight since I was a junior in high school, and now I'm a junior in college. I still haven't got that fight. But even though MMA's weird, right? Because styles make fights. Tony Ferguson would be a great style for Khabib because Khabib loves to take people down. Where's Tony Ferguson most comfortable?
On the ground.
On his back. You know what I mean? He throws triangles, dark chokes. That would be a great fight.
You're speaking Spanish.
But I love it.
But that would be a great fight. But if it doesn't happen, like, regardless if he fights Tony or not, Khabib's the greatest lightweight because he beat the guys who beat Tony. So that's how I feel. If they fight, I'd be happy. If they don't, I'm not gonna lose sleep over it.
So two questions for you. Number one, is McGregor a featherweight or is he's a lightweight too?
He's lightweight.
He's like 154.
So his last couple fights he fought at 170, which is welterweight.
Really?
But he fought lightweights, like Donald Cerrone. He's a lightweight. They just didn't cut weight. They just met at 170.
Okay, all right. So number two, if Khabib did go into a fight, how long has he been out as far as being in retirement? How long has he been?
Like a week.
Okay, all right.
I think like a week tomorrow.
All right, so when would this fight be decided? And if he did decide to fight somebody like McGregor, which you said it probably wouldn't happen, how long would it take him coming out of retirement to prepare?
So like
2021.
So Khabib, yeah, 2021.
Yeah.
Khabib's Muslim. So Muslims, like, they have like Ramadan coming up.
Yeah.
So he probably won't fight until like April, May, something like that. So I think April, May, you see a quick turnaround. And I think he fights George St. Pierre, but the question is, I don't think because George St. Pierre, he's one of the greatest ever. He's a welterweight. He's never fought at lightweight. Khabib's a lightweight. So I can't see George St. Pierre losing weight to go down there and fight Khabib when he's never made that walk or fought at that weight class.
I understand. I'd like to learn more about it and start watching.
Man,
see what you're saying makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems really in depth and interesting.
See, it's so insane because, you know, I'm big into combat sports because, you know, I've wrestled my whole life. And
I can take you down. Definitely not.
And then, you know, I've also like dabbled in jiu-jitsu. So like I'm just like a huge fan. And I like all sports in general. I don't really watch soccer though. I watch soccer and baseball. Those are the two sports I don't watch.
Yeah.
But everything else I watch, but just combat sports, like I've kind of just done.
There's an art to it.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah. So I've kind of just like dabbled in that kind of my whole life. So yeah, but it's a fun sport to watch, man. It really is. It's a fun sport to watch. There's nothing like a UFC fight. I've only been to one my whole life, but I want to go to like so many more.
Hey, I used to like WWE.
Oh, I think every little boy has watched WWE.
Yes.
Me and Zach used to have like the games and like.
Yep, I used to play them all the time.
We used to have the action figures and stuff.
Yes,
I still got some. Like they're in a bag in the closet somewhere.
I have them all. They're in my closet somewhere.
Who would you like growing up as a kid?
Of course, everybody liked John Cena.
Not me.
You didn't like John Cena? I can write the whole song.
Before he's got like.
You said the John Cena swimming trunks.
I did. Hey, hold on.
You were that kid.
Time out. Hold on. Before we get to that, I couldn't buy my own stuff, okay? My mom knew I loved WWE, so she got me John Cena. The main guy. So.
Face of the company.
Exactly. But. After a while, I just stopped liking Cena. His personality was, I don't know, it's just too much of a good guy trying to.
You were a Randy Orton guy.
I was Randy. I love Randy. He's my favorite. Shout out to Randy Orton if you're listening to this.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have to say Edge, dude.
Dude, that's what I'm talking
Edge
about.
Edge was my man. Him and Triple H. Triple H was kind of back and forth for me.
Yeah. You can't get wrong with Triple H, man.
Triple H. Like, early 2000s Triple H.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Edge, dude, he stayed tried and true the whole way through. He didn't change his gimmicks much.
Man.
Yeah. The Rated R Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
I tell you what, man. Everyone, and if you're listening and you watch WWE,
I know what you're going to say.
Everyone loved Jeff Hardy, bro.
What?
You don't like
Not
Jeff
Not so
Hardy?
Much Matt, but Jeff.
Yeah, but Jeff.
Everyone loved Jeff.
Yeah. Matt. Hating on Matt Hardy.
He was like the wannabe brother that, like, I think Jeff's the younger brother.
Yeah.
But it was almost like Matt was the little brother who wanted to be like Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Well, dude, like, I remember... When we were kids, we went to like a TNA event, and we actually met Jeff Hardy.
We took a picture with Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
About six foot.
He's probably like 5'11".
I was gonna say he's not that tall.
He's not that tall.
Because we were short and we were up to him.
I'm gonna look it up.
But no, but like Jeff Hardy, right? Like, he's one of the best. You know, I see. Heck, I don't even watch. It's been years since I've watched wrestling. But like, I still see like his highlights on SportsCenter here and there.
He's got to be getting old, man.
Oh, yeah, he's up there. And he's, like, how tall is he?
I don't know yet.
Good luck getting service out here. But Jeff Hardy, man, he's a legend for sure. And actually, 2 years ago, WWE actually came to the Civic Center. Mm-hmm. And I remember me, Willie, and Chase, and my brother, we had went.
We had went
just to see Jeff Hardy, bro.
We went just to go see.
And listen, that place didn't sell out. I mean, back in the day, WWE, they used to sell out places.
Yeah.
They didn't sell out. But when Jeff Hardy made his entrance, it felt like the place was sold out because everyone just erupted, bro. That was probably the biggest crowd reaction that they got that night
when Jeff Hardy came out.
And it's crazy, and shout out to Bailey Marshall, if you're listening. But he actually got a picture with Jeff Hardy.
Oh, yeah, at the hotel, right?
Shout out to Bailey if you're listening. But I remember he posted it on a Snapchat story. I was like, what? That's insane.
That's luck right there.
Maybe he's got it on his Instagram or something.
Yeah. When we met Jeff, it felt like he was under the influence of something.
I bet he was. Maybe he's just weird, though. He seems kind of weird, dude.
Well, I mean,
he could be.
But he's been caught under the influence plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
You can only assume that he was like far out, man. We were like, what's up, Jeff? Like, you're our favorite wrestler ever. And he was like, far out, man, far out. That's all he said.
I remember he like looked down on us. He was like, far out, man, far
like,
out.
He didn't care. I was like, damn, you're hurting my heart right now.
For real, dude.
Like, you're breaking.
He
me
probably right was now. Under the influence, man. Like, he's been.
He's probably a little messed up.
Probably, dude.
I mean, you know, it wasn't live or anything. Like, this was like a
house show.
Yeah, it was like a. Just a show.
He didn't care.
He don't care. Probably did like snorted a few lines and then went out there.
Probably.
Far out.
But I mean, when you do the stuff he does, right? Like jumping off the ladders, through the tables from high heights, you gotta do a little something at night because that joke ain't normal, bro.
No, like it's really for your normal. Body, to, your body ain't built like that.
Exactly. So I mean, shoot, can't blame him for doing a little something. Nah, he's definitely up there as one of the greatest.
Day.
Yeah, we're talking about WWE. I knew we were going to get to it eventually on this podcast. I knew it.
You got to it now. I used to, like, run out to the trampoline with my little plastic belt and throw my little buddy around. Manning Mears, shout out.
Yeah.
He was, like, half my size, so I could, like, do Batista bombs and stuff.
God, bro. I remember when I was a kid, my dad, he, like, paid for us. Because, like, I remember one time SmackDown came to the Civic Center, and it was actually live. It was taped, but it was live. Well, it wasn't live. It was taped. But that it was actually, like, a show.
It was aired.
I remember, like, I saw, like, Batista, Rey Mysterio, The Undertaker. As a kid, man, I was just, like, starstruck, man. It was insane.
Those are the best.
Wish I could go back in time and just, like, be a little kid again.
I'm telling you, dude. What I wouldn't give.
Exactly. Those are the simplest times.
For real. Yeah. It's insane. You never, like, value a moment until, like, it becomes a memory. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We're getting deep on the Big Chill.
I know, man. We've never been this deep on the Big Chill podcast.
There's nothing wrong with that.
For real. But do you have? Is there anything else? Because we asked you questions. Do you have any other questions for us?
I can't say I have anything right now, man. Other than I'm having a good time. What about wrestling? How's that impacted you and carried over? You still at Coker?
Yeah, I'm still at Coker.
You wrestling?
I'm not wrestling. You don't wrestle? Well, especially because like the season, like everyone opted out and stuff like that. But now I'm not wrestling for Coker. As far as wrestling goes, man, I mean, Willie and me both started really young.
Sixth grade.
Yep, sixth grade, and it's so funny because as a kid, like we said, I grew up loving the WWE, and then I got to middle school, and I was like, wait a minute, this is like two, like where's the ring? You know, it's like it's two different wrestling. And I remember like I used to ride the bus all the time, and like my friend like Oliver King, shout out to Oliver if you listen, but he actually told me like, hey man, like I'm going out for the wrestling team, like you should try it. And I actually went out for it. And the first day I went, bro, I got my ass kicked. I got my ass kicked. But as weird as it sounds, like, I liked it. You know what I mean? Because growing up as a kid, like, I used to wrestle with my cousins. And, like, I just grew up doing that. So then the second practice I went to, and those people that were kicking my ass, I was kicking their ass. So it's just something I stuck with and I enjoyed. And, you know, it built character. And it's something that really has shaped me to who I am today. And it's a sport I'm very thankful for. Because, I mean, it taught me mental toughness. I mean, cutting weight is not fun. I don't do that anymore, as you can see. But but cutting weight was not fun. And it just made me appreciate the little things.
Yeah.
And it gave me the confidence to who I am today. And I was very honored to wrestle Division II at Coker. I'm thankful I got that opportunity to do that. Especially for, you know, because, like, Hartsville, we have great coaches. But, like, it was so weird because I wasn't the most, like, technical wrestler. So from what I learned at an early age, you know, that took me to Division II. So I'm very thankful for the coaches I had along the way and thankful for the sport.
Yeah, I like that. That was very heartfelt.
I remember when Zach told me about basically what he told you about him. Oliver was telling him about wrestling and stuff, and he was telling me about it, and then he told me to go out there too. And I went out. I'll be for real with you. I was nervous. I didn't know what I was getting into. Like, you know, my first actual sport in, you know, growing up, so getting into it was scary. For me, it was nerve-wracking, but once, like, I don't even remember like my first practice or anything, but obviously enjoyed it because I continue to do it. But yeah, it was basically what Zach said, like, shaped me to who I am today. If it weren't for that, then I definitely wouldn't be the same person I am today.
And I mean, it's insane because I'm like the first ever person to wrestle in my family.
Same.
So you know, if I was to have like a son, or hell, even a daughter, if you want to do that, but if I was to have a son, like, just the life lessons that I've learned, like, I could guide him. You know what I mean? Like, from where I failed, or moments where I failed, I could give him those lessons and help him grow. So.
That's cool. That's the main thing with high school sports, from you know, what they'll tell you. It ends for most people, like the vast majority of people, it ends after senior year, but the stuff you learn and the memories.
Oh, no, mm-hmm. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Army, Willie? How does that relate to high school or high school sports, and how does it affect you currently?
I'll be honest. Normally, you know, people that do sports in high school, and then as soon as they graduate high school and go in the military, they have an advantage. But when I went, I wasn't really fit. I'm not fit right now. But when I joined, I weighed 210. I was pretty hefty. And I didn't run. I didn't work out. This was my senior year, after graduation, whatever. I didn't do nothing. But when I came in there not knowing what I got myself into. It wasn't anything like I expected it to be.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's easier than what I thought it would be. I mean, I say that now because I'm done with it and stuff. Like, I'm already in the military and stuff. But, like, basic training and stuff, it was pretty tough for someone that that dead wrestling, and it helped me in a way too, because we do all push-ups, we'll do sit-ups, that's what we do at wrestling practice all the time. And I seen myself like doing more than others, but when it came to running, I didn't do much running for wrestling or anything like that, which is a big mistake. I feel like the coaches should have probably implemented more running than more conditioning.
Oh, man, whenever I got to college.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, running, bro. Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the freaking people who do cross country and track.
Yeah, really.
Running
y'all
definitely
are mentally
sucked.
Challenged to be doing that.
Because, man, I did like 1 7-mile run. Death me, bro.
Yeah.
Those people build different, man.
But for sure, wrestling definitely played a big part for me completing basic training and all that, because I've already, wrestling taught me already how to discipline myself, and if I really wanted to go chase it, so it just, you know, it really helped a lot that I wrestled, because if I didn't wrestle, I probably would have probably gave up mid basic training, because
really,
I'll be for real with you, because it's tough, but it's not anyone. I feel anyone can do it, and I recommend anyone to do it. I do.
That's powerful words from Willie Brizuela.
Hey, you said my last name right.
What?
I've seen it spelled. I know how to pronounce letters.
People see it spelled and still don't know how to pronounce it.
Hey, man. I'm a big English geek, so I try to say stuff the right way. Well, if people misspelling my name my whole life, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say his name unless I know it.
Yeah.
You're grammar police. That's what you're saying. You're grammar police.
Yeah. My girlfriend gets on me all the time because I correct her a lot. But that's something I got from my mama.
So I'm curious, man, because I know we've somewhat talked about it. How'd you meet your girlfriend?
In class at Tech. Yeah, I walked in, and see, the funny thing is, she had had math obviously before, but this was the first time. She was like, I thought it was weird that I had it in the SINT building. So I was like, okay. So I found that out later, of course, but I walked in the first day. I was like, I literally stopped, and then I had to like catch myself. I was like, you look dumb, keep walking. I was like, she's hot, I'm gonna talk to her. And sure enough, they passed a roll around that you had to sign, and there wasn't many people. It's Tech, okay? Yeah. There wasn't a ton of people, maybe 25 of us. So I was looking through the names on the roll when I went to go sign it, and I knew she had already signed her name. So I was like, looking at this name, I was like, she's too pretty to have that name. I was like, this name? I was like, nah, this name isn't signed yet. That's not her. And then I saw her name, I was like, that's probably it. Her. So, like, I looked a couple of them up on Instagram. Kind of creepy. But it paid. It paid. Hey, okay,
listen,
it paid off.
You're being honest about it. Everyone would be lying if they said they didn't do that at least
once.
You know what I mean?
So I followed her. She followed me, and then the rest is history. I got her to go hang out at the lake one day, and then we just hung out every time after that. So
that's insane. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
meet
really
your girlfriends at school or church, kids.
Not Tinder.
Not the bars.
Not
don't go to Tinder.
That's for something
not
else.
Not the bars or clubs.
Especially not Grindr.
Yes. What is a Grindr?
What the hell's Grindr?
Wait,
I never heard of
it. Y'all don't know what Grindr
is?
Is
that an app?
That's gay Tinder, dude. Oh. Don't ask why I know that. I just know that. Okay?
I didn't even know that.
No way.
I didn't know that.
Hey, man, I've heard from a friend. Okay.
Okay. Hey.
Not at all from firsthand experience.
Wait, now what kind of friend
was
this? Now who was this friend?
That's what you're into. That's what you're into. No judgment here. That's cool. You know.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Learn something every day.
I knew about Tinder. Knew about Bumble.
Plenty of fish.
Yeah.
FarmersOnly.com.
Farmers Only. Christian Mingle.
That's
Christian
it.
Mingle.
No.
I don't think, is Christian Mingle an app, or is that something you got to get on the computer? And
those are like the older dating websites for like grown people. Black People Meet, too. I'm on that one.
Black People Meet, too. Yeah, they got that, too. I know they got that one, too.
Yeah. See Preston on there?
Yeah.
Preston on. That's funny, dude. That's funny. No, I didn't. So definitely don't go for Tinder. No. The best way to meet someone is face-to-face interaction.
And always try to be a friend first. Don't go straight
into
like, yeah, don't be creepy,
force
man.
It.
Don't
do not
be,
force it.
That's how, I mean, like, she and I were friends to start with. We just would hang out, just
oh,
enjoy each other's
yeah.
company,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
it just genuinely turns into something
mm-hmm.
else. So.
Of course.
Yep. Takes time to build something.
That's right.
Takes time.
More meaning behind it, really.
So. It's true. It's very true. Look at us talking about relationships and stuff on
the
Beach Chillin'
Podcast.
Man,
we've covered a lot of the bases.
Look at that, man. Glad we're finally expanding. This has been fun. It's really been fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's really been enjoyable. I've been... Preston, where can they follow you on Instagram?
Man, follow me at pduffmusic, P-D-U-F-F music. I'm sure you can spell music. I'm going to be trying to write some stuff and put out my own stuff, and maybe in the next 2 or 3 years take a trip to Nashville and pay some money to have somebody record my trash music. But anyway, I'll have something of my own. Yeah.
Well, trash music is definitely not something you could ever do.
Definitely not. But for now, enjoy the covers, and y'all, if you do already watch my stuff, like it, comment on it, whether it's good or bad, comment. Put it on your story. My profile is public, and message me song requests, and I might do them if I think I can do them well.
Dude, I've been like telling you a song request for a while, bro. You staying at
what
that?
What was it?
Now,
it's a Luke Combs song, ain't it?
No.
What was it?
It's a Joe Diffie song.
Which one?
John Deere Green.
Dude, I love it. Okay, I don't remember. Okay.
That's my song, bro.
All right.
That's my song.
And since he's gone now, I might have to do that one.
You could do that one or Prop Me Up.
Prop Me Up. Beside the jukebox. He's got some other good stuff. If you dig a little deeper, he's got some good stuff.
Oh, dude. I'm a huge Diffie fan. Him and Travis Tritt, love.
Good artist.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that is Preston Duffy. Thank you for listening. Please go like and subscribe. Also, we're on Facebook now.
Oh, yeah. Be sure to like, you know.
And make sure...
check us out.
For sure. Make sure you follow, subscribe, share with your friends. Anyway, hope you have a safe Halloween weekend. Love you guys. Peace.
Got my drink spilling. All these haters mad and out.